know I'm better dressed.
Rob, a new career high receiving yards for you today. It seems like you're healthy and you're full steam now.
Yes, good to go. It feels good to go out there, just be with the team. And what's special about that is that we got the win, and that's more important for sure. So it's cool that got the career high and everything, but most important to me is getting that win, and it was a great team win overall.
Rob, you seemed agitated in the second half towards the end with a tackle from Adam Jones. Can you detail what exactly was irritating to you and then the irritations after?
First off, I got to take full responsibility on that personal foul. I mean, can't be letting that happen. I mean, a good thing. I mean, it didn't hurt the team in this situation. We still got the win, but down the road, it can always hurt the team getting a personal foul. So definitely got to be more aware of that and take responsibility on my behalf for that penalty. But things get a little heated. And, I mean, there was really nothing really even said. I was just bobbing my head, I think. And they threw me, gave me a personal foul.
Rob, did you feel that they were trying to bait you, particularly after you got that first taunting penalty? Like trying to get you to get a second one so they could get you out of the game?
No, I don't know. They do that every game. If you watch film, they're always baiting everyone to do that. They're a tough physical team. They're physical football players. They're big, and they hit hard. And I feel like that's the style that they play. So kind of gave into it when I got my penalty and got to watch out for that. But, I mean, just after that, I just had to stay away. I didn't need a second one and get thrown out of the game. So I was good. I was just clearing myself out. And after we scored that one touchdown, I let everyone else celebrate. I was just clapping. So I didn't get a penalty. So it is what it is.
Rob, the last two games for you have been sort of breakout games. What do you attribute that to?
Just being able to practice and being healthy and having two wheels under me and going out there and seeing all the guys work throughout the practice when I wasn't there. So it makes me want to get out there. It makes me want to work hard in my rehab, which I was, and I was doing everything possible to get back to where I needed to get back to, because you see the guys – when you're a little down and out and you're not playing and you see the guys working hard nonstop, it makes you want to work hard in the rehab and get back out on the field. And then when you get back out on the field, to get back in the shape I was at the beginning of the camp. So just seeing my teammates go hard, it makes me want to go. And it makes me want to go just for myself too, just for the love of the game.
Rob, can you talk about the impact down here, Rob, to your right? Thank you. You talk about the impact of the safety and the play of you and Martellus in the drive that followed it to get the team down the field as quickly as you did.
Yes, the defense played outstanding today. Dante Hightower played a great game, and that safety he had was a huge turnaround for our team, a huge boost. And we right after that safety, we went down and we scored. That's playing complementary football. Defense making a huge play, getting a safety. We getting set up with the field yardage, field advantage, so we could go down and score, and that's what we did. So that's great team football right there, and that safety was definitely a spark for our whole team.
Rob, I understand that you were trying to keep yourself in check after the penalty and everything, but there was a dance on the goal line you did. I see the smile on your face. What was that all about?
Just a little disco dance, it was like. But just a little celebration that we scored right at the end. LeGarrette did a great job. He just barely missed getting in on that first play, and then the second one he launched himself over and got that touchdown. So just a little celebration, staying clear from any penalties. So it's just a great team win overall.
Rob, how much do you guys push each other to be better or to try and do better? How competitive are you even within yourselves?
We're super competitive, and all the players, I feel like Coach Bill Belichick goes and gets, are like super competitive players, which is great because it brings the best out of everyone then. And you see guys like Julian, Danny, Chris Hogan throughout practice, the linemen, the defense, the safeties, all the players there. Everyone goes hard every single time. It's not like someone's slacking. It's not like someone's just trying to go through the motions. Everyone's trying to get better every single time. And I don't want to be that guy they're looking at saying, man, everyone else is going higher. Look at Rob. He's just slacking, going through the motions. Now, I like to be part of it. I like to go out, work hard, play hard. The way you practice is definitely shows in the games, too, for sure.
Your team's come through a lot, obviously, so far right over here. And you guys are 5-1, but you have two really tough games coming up on the road. So when you look at it, it's like, all right, you're 5-1, but you also have a lot to still do. Can you talk about that concept of not stopping right now and keeping going?
Yes. Every single week, week in, week out, is a tough schedule in the NFL. It doesn't matter who you play. But we definitely have a big game coming up next week, going away at the Steelers. So I got to say, just enjoy this one for a couple hours. I mean, the game just ended, so enjoy it. But when the page turns tomorrow, it's always focused right on to the next game. So it's a one-week schedule. Every team's good, and you got to prepare fully every single week.
Rob, did you see – right here. Did you see Burfict's low hit on Marty? And if so, how much of it all that did that impact what happened after that?
Nope, did not see it. So I got to watch it now. Well, I don't even know what play it was. So sometimes you miss – your eyes, your back's turned a lot, so a lot of times you miss a lot of things that's going on backside or whatever. So definitely see that in film. So didn't affect anything.
Two final questions.
You arrived at the podium and noted the fashion and the style. So when do you give Tom your fashion advice?
Oh, man. I'm not sure if you can handle my fashion advice. I'm not ready to give it yet. One day in the future I will. You'll love it, too.
It's only been a couple games, but they've been two of your best games right here. Having Martellus there, how has he, on the field, when he's there healthy like you, made you a better player? What does he open up for you?
Yes, he's a great player to have on the team. Super unselfish guy, and this is his ninth year. So he's been in the league, actually, 2 years longer than me. Knows a little bit more ins and outs, tricks, been on a few teams, been seeing it all, and it's just great having him out there. I mean, we interchange sometimes. He's out there in the sub packages. Then next series, I'm out there in the sub packages, which help each other out big time, keep our bodies fresh. And it's just great working with him overall, just his blocking skills. Just overall, he's such a complete tight end, and he can do it all. And it's just great going out there and learning from each other and helping each other out, because both of our goals are the same, and it's to get the team win and do whatever we can for the team. So it's awesome having him there. All right, guys. Thank you.